suggesting the possibility of being able to do something. You say, I'm not sure, but I, using that same word before, might. I'm not sure, but I...
I'll help you.
No, someone wants to know if you'll be able to do something. And using the word might in your answer, you say, I'm not sure, but I...
I may be able to help.
Okay, or I might be able.
Might be able to.
Okay. You say, if it quits raining Thursday, I get the yard work finished, using that same word again.
I might get through.
Okay. I just remember last night when I was, driving home, there are noises you hear in the woods sometimes, and I don't know, it sounds like maybe a crying woman or a crying child, and there is a bird that makes that noise. What do you call that?
A dove?
Not really.
Child.
It's something like that. It's just kind of a little eerie.
Would be a mockingbird.
No, it's always at night. And
whippoorwill.
Well, this animal gets noted for staying up.
Hoot owl.
Okay. And there's another kind of owl.
A hoot owl.
And a
screech.
It must be the
screech owl.
Screech owl. I was thinking of. Kind of makes a noise.
Yeah. That's screech owl.
What do you call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay. And have you ever heard the word peckerwood used?
Woodpecker, peckerwood.
Is it ever used for people?
No, I don't know.
Is the word woodpecker ever used for people in any way? Derogatory or not?
No, okay. Not that.
What do you call an animal that's black and white and smells very badly?
Oh, skunk.
Okay, any other words that are used?
Polecat.
Okay. What kind of animal would you would come up and raid a hen roost?
Possum. Okay. Possum.
If you had to classify all the animals that might do that, say a possum or a fox or a wolf, how would you group them? Any just small predators, say mice and or rats or mice. Any animal that bothers you in your daily life.
Predator.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word varmint?
Yeah.
Is that ever used around here?
Yeah, to yourself.
Do you say we've got to get rid of these?
Varmint.
Okay.
Get rid of these varmint.
Would you use that for any bug, or would that mainly be larger animals?
That'd be larger animals.
Okay. What do you call the little bushy-tailed animal that runs up and down trees?
Squirrel.
And aren't there several kinds?
Yes.
What are they?
Well, it's a fox squirrel. He's the largest kind. Red color. Fox squirrel, and then the gray squirrel. And then we have called a boomer. He's smaller than
those. What was that last word?
Boomer.
Oh, a boomer. It also climb trees?
Yeah, he's just like he'll eat nuts just like a squirrel, you know, but he's a brownish color. A boomerang.
I know there's one animal I've seen that they seem to burrow in between rocks, and it's maybe this long. Never done climb trees, but it looks something like a squirrel.
Is that what some people call a groundhog?
Right, or a ground squirrel?
A ground squirrel?
Have you ever heard of chipmunk?
Yeah, chipmunk.
But is a chipmunk and a ground squirrel?
Same thing.